BBC News with Eileen McHugh. US media reports say President Trump has decided to nominate the Federal Appeals Court judge, Amy Coney Barrett, to fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant by the death of the liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The nomination comes weeks before the US presidential election. While Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a supporter of abortion rights, Amy Coney Barrett is known for her conservative religious views. The United States has now had more than 7 million coronavirus cases, according to a running tally by Johns Hopkins University. The 7 million figure for cases confirmed by tests is the highest in the world. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has lifted nearly all coronavirus restrictions on businesses with immediate effect. Mr. DeSantis said the pandemic threat had retreated enough to allow a relaxation on rules governing bars, restaurants and other businesses. Seven people have been arrested in connection with the attack outside the former office of the Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris. The prime suspect is a Pakistani man. Two people were seriously injured. Charlie Hebdo recently republished its cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad as 14 people went on trial accused of involvement in the deadly attack on the magazine 5 years ago. The family of Breonna Taylor, who was killed by police in the American city of Louisville, wants jury transcripts of her case to be released. The jury decided that no police officers would be prosecuted, prompting large-scale protests. A military plane has crashed in eastern Ukraine, killing at least 22 people, many of them members of the Air Force. The cause of the accident is not immediately known. And a special war crimes tribunal at The Hague says the head of Kosovo's war veterans group has been arrested on charges of witness intimidation. The court said Husni Gutsadi had been transferred from Kosovo to the Netherlands to face prosecution. BBC News.